But I'll tell you who we are going to ask about Labour policies in their manifesto. Yesterday, we've decided to go off to a nursery school. LBC's reporter Simon Conway is at the nursery. Where exactly are you and what are you asking the children?
Good morning, Nick. I'm at Active Learning Nursery School in Southgate in North London. And I've been speaking to four children who are aged between 3 and 4 to see what they made of the sort of Labour policies. So, first of all, tell me your names.
Erin. Irish. Arden. Finn.
Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to tell me the your most favourite thing that you like to buy at the supermarket when you go shopping. What's the best thing that you like to buy?
Flowers.
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 Also flowers.
Or strawberries.
Or strawberries, okay.
I like to buy fruits.
Fruits, okay.
I like to buy apple.
Apple, okay. So we've got apple, we've got strawberries and we've got flowers. That's what we like to buy at the supermarket. Now, what if I told you that you can have as many apples, as much fruit and as many flowers as you want, okay? For the next 5 years, you can buy all of them, but, and this is a big but, no birthday parties for the next 5 years.
Birthday party. I was 4.
Well, happy birthday for that, but for the next 5 years, how old are you now? You're 4 now, okay, and so until you're 9, no birthday parties, because we've got, you're 3, so until you're 8.
I had a big cake.
Did you?
Okay. I had a rocket cake.
You had a rocket cake, all right, I'll tell you what. You had a frozen cake, okay, well look.
Cake.
That was your mummy's cake. Okay, well, here's the deal, okay?
Mummy had a cake.
Yeah, okay, all right. You all had cake, yeah? All had lots and lots of cake. Okay, well, here's the deal. We can have apples, flowers, and strawberries, but no cake. Because you've got to pay for the apples and the flowers and the strawberries,
yes.
But we haven't got enough money to pay for the cake as well. So no more cake, because we've got to pay for all those other things. And you've got to pay for it all, because you can't borrow any more money from Mummy and Daddy. So it's all got to come out of your money, and not Mummy and Daddy's money. Because you already owe Mummy and Daddy lots of money in the first place. Does that make sense? Those are the rules. Does that make sense? Tell me that makes sense.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Understood? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So there we are. Ed Miliband and Ed Balls may have some way to go to explain their fiscal policy to the country, but it's going down well with the under fives.
Yes, in 30 years' time, when you are the new David Dilmoby and you're hosting Question Time and election coverages and state functions, you'll be reminded with that girl screaming, "What about my mummy's cake?" Oh, dear. Well done, Simon. You emerged just about with your battle on us. That was a tough one. My thanks to the children there at Active Learning in Southgate. Lovely Finn and lovely Arden, lovely Erin and lovely Irish as well. Great kids. And, well, I know Simon Conway's lovely, but he won't forget that in a hurry. 8:28. I'm sorry, I was laughing so much at that.